She spent 20 minutes reciting from memory the name of every child, detailing their parents, siblings, which class they had been in the year before, and their interests. How could she possibly know all this? Was I a bad mother for not knowing any of this? And why should it even bother me? I knew the answer to that last question. It bothered me because, like most people who have choices, I am not completely comfortable with mine. Later that same year, I dropped my son off at school on St. Patrick's Day. As he got out of the car wearing his favorite blue t-shirt, the same mother pointed out, "He's supposed to be wearing green today." I simultaneously thought, "Oh, who the hell can remember that it's St. Patrick's Day?" And, "I'm a bad mom." Guilt management can be just as important as time management for mothers. When I went back to my job after giving birth, other working mothers told me to prepare for the day that my son would cry for his nanny. Sure enough, when he was about 11 months old, he was crawling on the floor of his room and put his knee down on a toy. He looked up for help, crying, and reached for her instead of me. It pierced my heart. But Dave thought it was a good sign. He reasoned that we were the central figures in our son's life. But forming an attachment to a caregiver was good for his development. I understood his logic, especially in retrospect, but at the time, it hurt like hell.